meeting today is Jerry Davis, who's a candidate for Houston City Council District B. Jerry, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this office?
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today and reach more citizens of Houston. The reason I'm running for this office is because since I was a child growing up in District B, we've had the same, I would say, neglect than we do now. Streets that I've driven down back in the 1980s are the same as they are in 2011. Every time it rains in certain parts of the district, 15 minutes later we're in a flood. So we need some changes. We need a new direction. We need some outside thinking, out of the box thinking, different resources brought to our district. And so I feel I'm the person for the job.
One of the things that you do now is you operate a nonprofit called Making It Better. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Making It Better was created in 2006 from a series of events. About 8 years ago, my father was killed in his home in Armstrong Acres. And after that, it just makes you think, you know, about what's going on, what do you want to do with your life, why was the senseless act taken upon him. And being an ex-educator, I wanted to give back. And so I began to reach out in different parts of the city, working with different schools and apartment complexes on three key areas that affect district and district similar to out, community similar to mine. That's literacy, leadership, and lifetime fitness. And that way, if we work with and begin to work with kids in those areas, then we'll begin to change the culture of different neighborhoods.
Okay. What do you see as the top priorities in District B?
One I just mentioned earlier it's our infrastructure. Our infrastructure, our safety for our family, and then the ability to bring our businesses together. We have a lot of areas with a lot of businesses, but I don't see a tight-knit group of all the businesses on one accord working together to improve their street, their district, their community. And so being a business owner and in living it throughout the city of Houston and in other areas, surrounding areas in Houston, seeing people come together and transform their neighborhood, their district, their community into a thriving area. And I want to be able to implement some of those activities within the district.
Okay. Obviously, what's been going on in the city lately, the big issue has been the budget. The city's constrained financial situation, current budget, cut about $100 million out, laid off some 747 employees. What is your assessment of the budget that council passed for this fiscal year?
Well, I think the budget that was passed, you know, some of the layoffs, you know, being a business owner again, you have to make certain calls. It may not be the popular call, and you will have to lay off some people. I just think that I want to make sure that we went through it with a thorough comb, understanding that we can maybe go without some of these jobs now, begin to work on some of the abandoned lots, particularly in District B, to begin to recap some of that the revenue for the city, and begin to build up our revenue source throughout the area, to actually we can go back and reassess these and some of the cuts, and begin to bring some of those jobs back into the area.
So you would say then that the current level of service in the budget now, it should not be considered the new normal. You would like to see some of these things restored as the city's financial picture improves.
Correct. As always, you know, we're not living in the past. We always need to reassess and assess the situation that we're in right now. Our current needs and trying to progress, but also understanding that at one point in time our economy can go back to a certain to this degree. So we need to make sure we take it step by step, continue to assess the situation, figure out what our needs are, and then how we are to create a better system for our city.
Okay. Now, I've been asking all the candidates that I interview about their votes on the City of Houston ballot propositions in 2010. But I understand that at that time, 2010, you were not registered to vote in the City of Houston. Is that correct?
Correct. At that time, my voter registration was in limbo from Brazoria to Harris County.
And what is your status now?
Registered to vote in Harris County.
Okay. Now, you were living in Brazoria County in Pearland?
Correct. Prior to, and I moved back to the City of Houston in October 2010, knowing that, looking at the current situation and conditions in the district that I grew up in, that I lost my father in, and work in with the nonprofit, there's got to be a change. Spoke with my family. And we made this decision together, and in October 2010, I moved back to District B.
All right. Had you been voting in the City of Houston at that time, how would you have voted on the Renew Houston proposition?
I would have voted for it. As I mentioned earlier, our district suffers from poor infrastructure. And the money that the pay-as-you-go system, we voted for it, and the people of the City of Houston voted for it. It's here, so now it's my job to make sure that our streets are fixed according to the CIP, and try to figure out some of the most important areas that would make a huge impact in our district, and work with the committee to get these things done, to work on our sewer system, our drainage system. It's imperative that the people of District B understand that the city cares for them. As I talked to different people throughout the area, they really feel that they're being taxed and not being represented by a council member or by just the services that are provided to the area. And so, I'm for it because I understand that there's no other way that we would get the services or our area worked on and treated if we don't add something to our city's revenue.
And did you agree with council's decision to exempt schools and churches from the drainage fee?
At this point in time, yes. No system is perfect, so right now, looking at it, yes, exempting the schools and the churches because they don't have a way to increase their revenue base. They don't sell anything, so to bring in to increase their supply wouldn't be as easy as it for business. And so we'll take a look at it, how it's going, and then if it's, we can always reassess it and maybe work out some kinks if taking out the churches and the school. But right now, I'm for it.
As we talk this week, council may be coming to a final disposition for the red light cameras. Would you have voted to keep the red light cameras or to get rid of them last November?
Personally, I would have voted to keep them. But also understanding that if I represent the District B, I have to take in consideration of the district as a whole, and that's the vote I would put as it relates to the city council. But my personal vote, I understand that red lights, it saves lives. In a month's time, there were over 9,000 people who ran through a red light in the City of Houston. And sometimes, yes, there has to be a balance of free will, but sometimes the city has to implement, has to set forth laws and ordinances in order to get people to comply. And so, for one, if I can stop someone from being maimed or being killed at an intersection, then I'm all for it. Also, it would free up police officers at the intersections to allow them to police the city of Houston, and again, District B, because we have a high crime rate, and if we can pull more officers off the corners and put them into the neighborhoods, then we would have a better neighborhood, I believe. So with those three things alone, and then also, I don't run red lights, and so therefore, that's my personal vote, and that's why I'm for the red light cameras.
Okay. All right. How would you assess Mayor Parker's first term in office?
It's a tough one, especially going with now having the proposition voted on and then the people voting against and take them down. And then she's in a tough situation right now of having to possibly put the city in jeopardy of having to pay $25 million in fees from the red light. So, you know, as my great-grandparents would say, it's throwing good money after bad. So, what do you do? So, it's a hard call. But, again, you have to do what the people...
How do you think she's done overall?
So, overall, I would say, you know, I'd give her about a... You know, first time they offer, I'd give her about a C+. She's done some positive things for the community. Very supportive of some of the things that were ongoing from White's administration, and so it's the first time. You know, give her some more time, give her another term if she's elected, and in with the, you know, some of the lessons that she learned, I'm sure she, you know, probably improved that grade.
Okay. Recently, council voted to approve a deal. To rebuild and improve Terminal B at Intercontinental Airport, which is in District B.
Correct.
I was in agreement with United Airlines. What's your take on the deal that the council signed?
Well, one of the things I was glad that when they tagged the issue to give the council members more time to get more information. As it relates to approving the whole thing. One of the things that I know is of big interest is that with the unions, they want to make sure that prevailing wage is considered. And there's a lot of people in the district that works with the unions. And so I would have to be in support of that and actually to with other people and try to figure out, you know, bottom line, how it's going to treat the actual workers. So that would be my number one priority as it relates to with the airport.
Okay. City Council, of course, redid its council boundaries this past year after the census redistricting. What was your assessment of the process that they used to redraw the council lines and draw two new council districts?
I attended a few of the meetings throughout the city to get an understanding of how, and particularly District B. District B, we didn't have too many of the areas taken out, and actually we had one area that in the Fifth Ward area that included the Wheatley high school. So that's back in. I mean, that's in. So that's a plus. We welcome that that traditional historic area to District B. But the process it's been okay. I understand that from the state level there's a few problems, but I think all in all, with the city of Houston, it's been okay.
Okay. As I've been interviewing candidates in District B, I've had the opportunity to actually visit the Fifth Ward, which I honestly can't say I've done a lot of in the past. And, you know, it struck me, first of all, just how close to downtown that part of the city is, and, you know, with the way Midtown has been built up, with the way East Downtown is being built up, it sure looks like that's going to be the next logical candidate for that kind of development and gentrification, and there's a lot of good with that, but, of course, that bringing new residents in often tends to push some of the existing ones out. You know, what's your thoughts on this? How do you attract development and new residents to the area, but keep the character and maintain the balance?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. And yeah, the piece of the pie. If you look at the area of the kind of like this, the 16 area, you have Heights on one side, North Heights that's developing, And then you also have, as you mentioned, the warehouse in the east end of downtown, where the new soccer stadium has been built. The community's got to step up. We've got to be able to have a sense of ownership in our area. So, because only we and our parents and our grandparents and our great grandparents understand the history, completely understand the history of Fifth Ward, of how going through a period of time when the segregation existed and Lyons Avenue was the street for prominent black businesses. And so we need to be able to understand that and recapture that essence and try to work with different community development centers and different builders and play a part in the new development. As far as having somewhat of a mixed-use area, nice homes as well as nice rental apartments or duplexes, we need to develop. That's a must, okay, because we all want to have a great area to live in, but we also need to touch it in a delicate, and that needs to be a delicate balance, looking at the Fourth Ward area and the Midtown area. Some of the areas were preserved, but some of the areas weren't, and so we, you know, as we begin to enter into conversations with developers, we need to be cognizant of what's happening in these two areas, and because once you just completely develop it and you move on over that area, there's no getting it back. So we, as an African American, we do need to take the time to preserve some of these areas.
Okay. How would you assess the outgoing council member, Jarvis Johnson, and how would you be like him or not like him as a city council member in District B?
Well, one of the things that I, council member Johnson is seems like a nice young man, and some of the things that, with every person, you have some good and some bad. And so talking to the people throughout the area, he's done some, maintained some good things, passed on from previous council member Galloway. So, I would have to say, he's done a fair job by the district. But myself, I'm going to take on a different angle. I understand to actually have real change in the community, we're going to have to actually work together in our communities, with our schools, our homes, our neighborhoods, and our churches. We've got to begin to bring it back. I believe in District B as an area to where, like I said earlier, about the different individuals, the entrepreneurs that made up the area. We've got to begin to input that type of work ethic into our kids. We change the mindset of our kids in our schools to appreciate what we have. You deter crime, okay, and you give them, you put them on a path to where they have a goal and they have a reason to succeed, and they have and then therefore would translate to a progressive area. So that's one of the things that I'm about. Besides being a hard worker for the people of District B, going to the council and to the mayor and talking to other council members, doing the things I need to do, I'm going to bring a different component. I'm going to bring, as I've done with the nonprofit organization, bringing resources in, starting out 4 years ago with $0. Now we're operating right under $500,000. I'm going to bring those type of resources to our district, because that way we will truly have some type of change in our areas. And so that's how I'm going to be different from our current city council member.
All right. And to sum up, why should people vote for you this November to be the next District B council member?
These are not my words, but these are words from the people that I've spoken with as I've been walking. They're tired. They're tired of being neglected. They're tired of the same way we've been going. They want some out-of-the-box thinking, and they want something else. They want to head into a new direction. And that's what I'm about. I've had success in the business world, in the nonprofit sector, and working with people all across the lines, across the tables, across parties. And we've got to begin to expose ourselves and to understanding that there's different ways of living, and giving people options. If they want to take a route, A, B, or C, I want to be there to help them, guide them along that path. this is the reason why I'm the candidate for that area, because we need that growth, we need that development, and we need that person that's going to bring in these resources for us.
All right, Jerry Davis, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.